Welcome to Conversations. And now, from Los Angeles, here's your host, Mike Dowler.
Thank you, Sean, from Los Angeles. I'm Mike Dowler. Welcome to Conversations Radio. This is episode number 166. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. And you are. I'm thrilled. Thank you so much. If you like what you hear, drop us a line, conversationspod@gmail.com. Hey, on X, we are at Converse Radio. That's like the shoe without the E, at Converse Radio. On Facebook, we are simply Conversations, the podcast. And of course, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. A lot of followers. Thank you, guys. Great shows coming up. Great shows in the past as well. I want to thank our guests from 2 weeks ago. That was Callum Schoenecker from Popularity Papers. By the way, it has been nominated for a Canadian award. Congrats to them. Again, with Mia Bella and Glee Danko. They all joined us here. That's episode number 165. It's available on platforms everywhere, really. You can go to the iTunes store and search Conversations Radio, and voila, there they are. All the episodes tucked in quite nicely. And it's also on Amazon Music, Spotify, Podbean, and now on Podcaster as well. Just go ahead and Google Conversations Radio, and there we are. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight's guest is going to be Skywalker Hughes. She's in a new movie starring Hilary Swank called Ordinary Angels. We'll talk to her in just a second. She's in Canada. Yes, that's right. More Canada. And she's also worked on Accused as well as Joe Pickett. Another great show. And my co-host, well, glad to have her back. Sophia Powers is known for her role as Fox on Son of a Critch. I didn't swear. I said Critch. Son of a Critch. And that is on CBC Gem as well as the CW here in the States. And big news for them as well, the Canadian Cinema Awards are out. That's kind of like our Emmy Awards here in the States. Son of a Critch secured seven nominations, which is amazing. And again, well-deserved, a fantastic show. And Sophia, I know, is excited about this, as we all are. Popularity Papers as well, also nominated. People get it. I mean, they like these shows. They like comedy. And Son of a Critch, it's amazing. A comedy, but it's really a true story based on Mark Critch's life as a kid growing up in Newfoundland. Sophia Powers is an actress. She is best known for her role, like I said, as Fox on Son of a Critch. She's also a boxer, a lover of vinyl records, that is. She has spent quite a while in Newfoundland filming seasons of Son of a Critch. That now is on season 3. Praying for a season 4, I think, with the nominations. This looks pretty good for them as well. Sophia Powers, welcome back to Conversations Radio. You are in the co-host seat now.
Hi, yeah, thank you so much for having me back.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. So where were you when you got notification that the show got nominated?
I think I was just getting to school this morning. It was still pretty early in the morning for us. Yeah. So I think it was like first period or something. And my parents texted me.
Did you like jump up and down?
I was trying to like keep it cool. Yeah. but it was difficult. Yeah.
Well, what would Fox do?
He would probably punch someone in the arm. Yeah. And then act like it was nothing.
Exactly. Well, again, congrats. And man, that's really exciting. The show is fantastic. I'm still watching season 3 now, so I'm kind of caught up, which is good. When we last talked, I was still getting caught up, but I've got the advantage of the fact that it airs on the CW on Thursdays here, right about 9 p.m. But we can also get all the episodes on YouTube, or Roku, rather, for all the CWN demand stuff. So good news. I mean, that's great. So
yeah,
what's going
it's
on?
Great. I'm really appreciative. And I mean, everyone who got nominated and like Benjamin, like he and Mark Critch and Nora, they all really deserved a nomination. So it's great.
And of course, Mark's been in LA as of late, hanging out with Malcolm.
Yeah.
They've been kind of palling around and doing stuff. And I've had a chance to look at a lot of his YouTube stuff. Mark Critch, the creator of Son of a Critch. And it's really good. He's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark is great.
And he's very fluid. So it's like he doesn't stop. He keeps going, 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 going. It's hilarious. So I'm so glad to see that all his hard work. Because again, it was a book. Mm-hmm. And then it became a series. So very, very exciting. Yeah. The sky's the limit for Son of a Critch, I think. I really do.
Again, he was hoping for season 4.
Well, I'm hoping so. So how is boxing? I heard you've been boxing lately.
Boxing is great. Yeah, it's I am hoping, because you have to have like a certain number of classes to be able to test, which means you get up to the next level. And I think I have enough classes, so I'm probably going to be testing by the end of this month.
Wow. So you have your own gloves.
Yeah, you get like certain colors of wraps like, for your hands, and then it's almost kind of like karate or something, or like a different color is like a different level, and then you have your own gloves. Yeah.
Now you're wearing face protection, right? I would hope.
Well, we're not actually like sparring yet. I mean, you would once you get to that level, but I'm not quite there yet. Right now, it's a lot of like using the bag or someone has pads on and you're kind of doing it with them.
That's quite a workout, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So
yeah.
You haven't got hurt yet, right?
Not yet. Okay. I did get kind of tapped on the nose once, but it wasn't too bad.
Kind of wakes you up. It's like, okay, this is real.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I understand you went to go see Dune.
I did.
The new one?
Yeah, I went with my dad and some family friends. And yeah, I think we all kind of walked out of that being like, oh, wow, that was awesome.
And also 3 hours in a theater. That's...
Yeah, but it honestly felt like an hour and a half. Like I didn't... Really? The time just flew by.
So it kind of just goes nonstop. I mean, there's a lot of action and whatnot.
A lot of action. And it's also... It really draws you in. Like every single shot in that movie is so just... beautiful and like cinematic that you're just kind of like, wow, this is insane that I get to see this right now.
Well, probably the only thing out now that has not been filmed in Canada, because I'm looking at that geography doesn't look Canadian to me. But there is
A lot of stuff is filming up in Canada.
Is there a desert in Canada? Like is it like the north? I want to say.
I wouldn't say a desert. I mean, we have like. I don't know. We have like a lot of like farming areas and stuff, but definitely not a desert. No.
I took a train trip. We did Alaska many times, but about 10 years ago when we went, we took the White Pass Railroad that goes into the mountains, and basically off to a certain point, like Canada's right there. And I got to tell you, it looked like Mars. It was so desolate, you know? But I know that not all Canada is like that.
No, But yeah, I know we usually like go down to Seattle for the day or something, just like real quick if we have some time off of school. And it like, it doesn't feel that different. And yet the atmosphere and everything is just so like it you can definitely feel it shift.
And you're a U.S. citizen as well. So how does that work? Do you show me your passport or what happens?
Honestly.
So let's say, hypothetically, if you wanted to go take the Bolt bus to Seattle.
Yeah.
It'd be no problem for you. You just get on and you go.
Yeah, I think normally I'm just kind of in the backseat with my sister, like listening to something. And I'm kind of just, dad's like, oh, roll down the window. I'm like, okay. So I probably should pay attention to that more. But
Well, it's good.
I don't know
if
I really
can
answer for you.
Like that as well. And our guests... is also dual citizenship as well. So that's very cool. So you got that in common. And Skywalker Hughes is an actress from Toronto, Canada. She's also a U.S. citizen and Canadian citizen. She's got dual. She's in a movie out right now with Hilary Swank, Ordinary Angels. This is a true story about two sisters living in Kentucky, and mom had just passed away. Dad is left to raise two children, two girls that are share a congenital defect with their liver. The story takes a lot of twists and turns. Amazing the work that went into this and how accurate it was compared to the story. Hilary Swank plays Susan, and Susan Evans is a go-getter with a addiction problem, working through that, but finds it in her heart to really get involved and help get Michelle that new liver, and helps get bills paid and bills forgiven, and just kind of like really a miracle worker, an angel comes into their lives and just makes things happen, as does the whole town there in Kentucky. Filmed in Winnipeg. I'm speechless. It's really, really good. I went to see it yesterday, and I laughed, and I cried, and I cried and laughed and cried some more, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house, I'm telling you right now. Skywalker Hughes, an actress from Toronto, also known for Accused, and also known for Joe Pickett, which is also a huge, huge deal for her, and she's got so many talents, and she's rocking a Dumbo shirt right now, which is really just very, very stylish. And I just found out she hates snow. So again, that's not the place to live if you're not a fan of snow. And a lot of snow in Winnipeg when they were shooting too. I'm going to bring her in from Toronto, Canada. It is Skywalker Hughes. Skywalker, how are you? Hit that mute button. Whoops. Welcome.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome to Conversations Radio. So glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I still plan on walking and just being like, hey, how are you? Being all cool and stuff. But of course, I messed up.
You did fine. Welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you on here. And again, as we said before, it's just a conversation. So we're going to chat about what you do, what you've got going on, what's coming up, and how you got to where you are today. A working actress in Toronto, dual citizen, U.S. and Canada. But your name, Skywalker, again, Sophia, kind of an iconic name.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me the story of how you got your name Skywalker.
Okay, so I know people are going to have questions, but like, yes, I love Star Wars. It is like, ever since I was 5 and I saw the first Star Wars, I was like, give me more. Where are the next Star Wars? Okay, so basically, my dad and my grandpa both have watched Star Wars, all of it. They love it. And so my mom's maiden name is Walker, and my dad really wanted to name me Sky, because, I mean, it works for both boys and girls.
Sure, yeah.
And anyways, so when my grandpa found out that he wanted to name me Sky, he had always wanted to name, if he had a boy, Jay Walker for some reason, because he likes jaywalking. So then he was begging my dad to name me Skywalker, and then my dad got hooked. So every time my mom would suggest a name, like Jubilee, I think was one of the names that she really wanted to name me, and he would just say, nah, I don't really like that. And then when mom met me, she was like, okay, Skywalker works. But she was scared that people are gonna bully me for it, but it's kind of the exact opposite.
Bully for that, really? I mean, that's
cool. Yeah.
And do you have a brother or sister?
I have 4 siblings.
Okay. Any Lukes in there?
No.
Okay. That'd be cool.
They all have beautiful names.
Yeah. So you got. So you're the standout. So great. Well, that's a great story. And again, you are a U.S. and Canadian citizen, so you can go back and forth as well. But all of your work, for the most part, has been filmed in Canada.
Yeah.
And again, Ordinary Angels as well, filmed in Winnipeg. We'll talk about that for sure as we go on. But I want to talk about your beginnings. Every story, Sophia's got a beginning, a middle, and your end, Skywalker, is nowhere in sight. You've got so much going on. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 12.
And how did it start for you? There's so many opportunities in Canada, so many filming projects that are happening, TV shows and film. How did it start for you?
So acting has
always been a dream of mine, and I never really actually looked into everything that you could do that surrounds acting, like directing, writing, producing. There's so many different branches. So in the beginning, acting was my dream. And my mom was an actor when she was younger, so
Ah.
yeah, so that kind of inspired me. My mom always knew that like I wanted to be an actor and stuff. So on Facebook, you can like look up different casting stuff. Anyway, so she was just going through and she found a random audition for a hockey commercial. And because we're in Canada, our family is obsessed with
Yay.
hockey. Yeah, the only way I watch any other sport is because hockey isn't on.
Ah.
So yeah, and then I have two brothers and a dad who all play competitive hockey. And my dad didn't get to play hockey until he was 15. And he's so good that people say that if he played before he was 15, he would have made the NHL. And I kind of wonder. He's like,
Do you play hockey too? You
I
do?
don't, I it's not something I'm passionate about, but I'm good at skating and like
And you still have all your teeth, so that's great. That's the whole
yeah.
thing. Sophia,
Yeah. I'm not planning on losing any.
yeah, Sophia, hockey for you at all?
No, I've never gotten into hockey. No, but I have a lot of family members who are very, very big hockey fans.
Now, do you go to the games?
Sometimes. I mean, my dad's American, so it's pretty much just football for
Ah,
him. Yeah. So that's
that's
usually what I end up watching with him.
so. What's the team in Toronto again? It's the
Maple Leafs.
that's right, Maple Leafs. Yes.
My family is so split up. It's like my dad's Maple Leafs, my brothers, one of my brothers is Oilers, one of my brothers is Calgary Flames. So it's
Ah,
like,
sounds like a lot of arguments that might happen.
and Vancouver is the Canucks, right?
Yeah. You can hear from my brother's room some nights. We'll be fighting over who's going to win the Stanley Cup. It's the most hilarious and annoying thing ever.
So
The
we got the Kings here, and I don't like the Sharks, and I don't like the Ducks. I'm a Kings fan for the most part, and I'll watch it. My early days in radio, I was working in local radio here, and we were a part of the Kings Radio Network, and I used to board up all the audio for the broadcast, the Kings games. So it was Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans was his name. Those are the guys who were doing it. So many evenings I listened to hockey and learned to love it. And it's fun to watch the and the fights are good too. You know what's cool, Sophie, about the fights, the hockey fights, is like when they're done, they're still smiling. They're like hugging and it's
Yeah,
like
they're just
it's
like
the
loving it,
weirdest
enjoying
thing.
the
You know, it's like you want to fight? Let's fight now. Okay,
game.
and yeah, I mean it's a great. So again, you're in Toronto. You had this dream of acting, and you found this commercial, and from there to just kind of balloon. Obviously, you got an agent.
Yeah. So we did a couple of rounds of callbacks on the commercial, and then we finally got it. Sadly, one of my brothers was not in the commercial, which is
Ah.
just kidding. But other than that, it's actually a really cute commercial.
Oh.
So after that, I got an agent and we started auditioning, and then 3 months later, poof, Joe Pickett arrived.
Wow.
And I auditioned for that and I call back, right? Yeah, I call back and then I got it, and it was like the most amazing, exciting moment of my entire life.
It is
So,
amazing. And that was a really iconic show, Sophia. I don't know if you watched it or not, but it's a great filmed in Canada, I would think.
yeah, in
Yeah.
Alberta.
Alberta, okay. And then you also did Accused. Was that filmed in Canada as well?
Yes, it's nice because it was like close to where my house is, so it's like
So you can walk
really nice.
there.
I wish. No, it's a drive, but it's nice to be in the same province as your
Sure,
family. Yeah,
sure.
it always helps.
Yeah, and of
Definitely.
course, Sophia, you're like the other end of the earth. No, Finland, my gosh, that could be no farther east than
Yeah.
that,
Yeah.
Does this sound familiar for you, Sophia? The early days of, booking those first gigs?
Yeah, definitely that first moment when you get your first role, you're just like, wow, oh my gosh, like it's actually happening. Like that thing that you've been wanting for so long is actually happening right now. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
And for you, Sophia, Son of a Critch really was your first day at the rodeo. I mean, that was a...
Yeah, like the first big, like a... Yeah, it went from like short films to series regular for a TV show. So it was a big jump. But yeah, no, it's been great.
You've Skywalker, you've worked consistently over the last few years. How are things during COVID? How'd you guys manage?
I started acting during COVID, so it was like I'd never known anything else. So I didn't really know what to expect outside of COVID. So like I've just started going back to like a couple of in-person callbacks. So it's been really nice. I like doing it in person.
Again, and you've done voiceover as well, so that keeps you busy too. Keeps you off the streets. And by the way, I understand Paw Patrol got nominated as well.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
So you've done two episodes of that. But you're rocking that the voiceover stuff as well. I want to say Blue's Clues.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Xavier Riddle in the Secret Museum. Do you know Callum Schonacher?
I don't think so. I may know who he is, just not know his name because I'm terrible with names.
So, tell me about The Accused. The Accused was a pretty heavy-duty show. You did one episode of that?
Yeah. It's an anthology, so each episode is a different story. So
I like it. And then, again, for Joe Pickett, 20 episodes. My gosh.
Wow.
That's, And you were like turning those out. Amazing. Yeah. So the obviously for you, I mean, you've built quite a resume of projects and more on the way. And let me go ahead and stop down just 1 second here. This is Conversations Radio, episode number 166. Our guest tonight is the wonderful Skywalker Hughes, all the way from Toronto, Canada. That's on the East Coast. And my co-host, welcoming back Sophia Powers. And Sophia, what's it like to leave home for all that time? I mean, obviously, filming in Newfoundland, Skywalker as well, filming in Winnipeg for Ordinary Angels. And we'll talk about that in a second. But Sophia, you basically, when you went to start filming Son of a Critch, you guys were up and running. I mean, it was like a last minute thing.
Yeah, it was a really quick turnaround, and it was kind of just like, oh, okay, you got the job. That's great. This is amazing. Like, oh my God. Okay. Now you got to go to the other side of the country. it's definitely tough because you're leaving like friends and family and my pets. I always miss my pets so much. But I'm doing what I love so much. And that's what I get to do out there. And then I have all these great people around me that it makes it a lot easier.
And again, there's probably that moment of clarity where you're there and it's like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a few of those where I just have to stop and be like, wow. Okay. Like, geez, like a pinch me moment.
Skywalker, for you now, Toronto versus Winnipeg, are they very different?
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, I hate snow. I have lived with it my whole life. Oh, it's cold and wet. Okay, I like wetness, but like not cold.
Right.
My plan is to move somewhere with my bestie and go live somewhere warm. It is so much worse than Toronto. There is like so much snow.
So if somebody calls you and says, hey, Skywalker, let's go build a snowman, you're like, no.
Unless I really like you, then it's like a, sorry, I don't like snow. But if I really like you, then I'll be like,
so there are exceptions. Okay, very good. And snowball fights as well.
Yeah.
I think if you hated snow, that snowball fights would be even that much better. You really get your aggression out.
Yeah.
You
know? it's a love-hate relationship. I like hitting people with snowballs because I don't know why. But but I just hate snow, so...
Yeah, do you hate everything about snow? Like, do you like the way it looks, or is it just like anything snow?
Snow is pretty. I just don't like the physicality of it. I don't like how it feels. I like how it looks.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Well, your mom is an actress as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you find yourself tapping into her for advice?
Yeah, she's my reader slash behind camera coaching director person who films everything for me. So she's like my cameraman, producer, director, editor, like coaching person who literally does everything except act in my tapes. So,
So again, a lot of advice to you early on, I would think.
Yeah.
Very cool. So here you are, you're all of 12 years old there in Toronto, Canada, not a fan of the snow, hockey is kind of a thing for you, and acting is a real big thing for you. As far as school, are you going regular, school now, or are you homeschooled?
Yeah, so I was homeschooled for the first till grade six, and then grade six to now, I have been in real school. Yeah, my teachers have been really great about like emailing my tutor and all that stuff for on set. So,
oh sure,
it's really nice.
Well, great. Yeah. I mean, again, so it's all working out for you. You're learning how to kind of navigate through all of this, managing your time and whatnot.
Yeah, it's becoming more of like a rhythm, less of a bumpy ride that we don't know what to expect. So
sure, when you're out and about, I always ask this, Sophia. You know, do you get spotted, Skywalker? You been spotted?
I have been spotted once by the cameraman's cousin's little sister. But I actually ended up working on Joe Pickett with the cameraman, and then the his cousin was also on so the cameraman was on Joe Pickett, and then the cousin was on Ordinary Angels, and then I saw the cousin's little sister in a shopping mall.
Wow.
She just pulled over and she's like, oh my God, are you Skywalker who's on Ordinary Angels? My cousin talks about you so much. And I was just like,
how funny. I know the film community in Canada is a very tight community. So it's gonna happen. You're gonna run into folks you've worked with on other projects, and for you it happened too. Wow, that's great. And I want to go ahead and get into this because you got a huge role in Ordinary Angels. Again, this is a true story. And Dave Matthews, the musician, singer, kind of spearheaded getting this started. And Meg Tilly wrote, she wrote the screenplay, I understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That is so cool. Tell me about your role as Ashley.
Okay, first, I just want to shout out to the real Ashley. She is the most amazing, beautiful person ever. Like she brought ahead of me to the premiere because I couldn't be there. It was the most sweet thing ever.
That was so cute.
The director, there was this outfit I wanted to wear. But the director made this full body, like, crazy cardboard cutout of me, and it was like so heartwarming. But yes, okay, my character's name is Ashley Schmidt. Right. She is 8 years old. She is really kind, but is really scared that her sister is not gonna stay in the beautiful Earth atmosphere for much longer. Like,
your sister again, Michelle. Michelle is your younger sister, the older sister. So you kind of step it up. You're very, very supportive. And in the story, it's you, your sister, Michelle, and your dad, as well as your grandmother. Your mom has passed away in the story early on in the movie. I don't want to give it away, but again, it's a true story, so folks can look it up anyway. But the portrayal is there. You guys are kind of navigating in things. Certainly, both sisters, Michelle and Ashley, have that liver situation, a congenital liver failure. And I know that Ashley, in real life, Ashley got her liver transplant, correct? Mm-hmm. And then Michelle got hers shortly after. How much research did you do on this?
Okay, when I first got it, I researched it because I found it was a two-story. I feel like I probably spent maybe, how much time did I research it? Because there's like, because you like, you know how you reread websites just to make sure you read everything correctly? And like, whenever I get a project that's on a true story, I try to read as much as I can so that, you know, I have a good idea what it's about. And like, stuff that we don't put into the movie, I still know what happened, sure. You know, like the true story. So, yeah.
And again, for you, Sophia, as well, research for Son of a Critch, right?
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of research. I mean, as much as I could. Originally, it was when I got the first audition, it was untitled. So I didn't quite know what I was getting into until I got a chemistry read for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to think, Skywalker, when you found out that Hilary Swank was in this with you, you must have just flipped.
So sadly, I had no idea who Hilary was. And then once I met her, then I realized... This is kind of out of this world, like, but yeah, she's just, I don't understand how I did not know who she was. She is like the most amazing person ever. And also another hilarious thing. Okay. So nights in Winnipeg, I said, I hate snow. It was filled with snow and it was in the middle of the night and it was cold. It was fun, but not fun at the same time because everyone was there. And, you know, like, you build such good relationships with everyone. And so, like, inside, you're partying and, like, coming up with songs and, like, all this craziness. And then outside, it's just, like, shiver, shiver. It's okay. You're going to get out. And then when you're inside, party. But anyways, so on the call sheet, Hilary is, like, a huge name. So she doesn't put herself on the call sheet. She uses a name that is, like, Anna something. Right. And... So everyone thought that my mom, because my dad is Puerto Rican, he's like dark features and my mom is really light features. And so my mom, everyone, so I don't look a lot like my mom, but our personalities, those are very similar. So everyone thought my mom was playing Sharon and then Hilary Swank was my mom. And it was hilarious. Everyone kept coming up to her and talking to her like she was my mom. And asking, and like talking to her like she was the main actress. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, she. Hilary Swank, my gosh. I mean, she really is a thing. Just some wonderful, wonderful roles as well. She's won two Oscars. And this as well, a phenomenal performance by Hilary, who plays again Sharon Evans. She is basically a hairdresser from Kentucky and reaches out after reading a story in the newspaper. This is according to this, the way the story goes, that she saw that Ashley Michelle's mother passed away and there was a funeral. Dad was left to take care of the two girls. They're both, you know, seriously ill. So she goes to the, you know, and meets them and reaches out. And after a series of events, starts making things happen and really a miracle worker, opening doors for the family, getting bills erased, as well as fundraising for Michelle, eventually securing that liver and the whole journey to get from Kentucky to Nebraska in four hours in a blizzard. The snow scenes were very, very realistic. How much was real snow and how much was fake snow?
Probably like 95%.
Real?
Wow. They put potato flakes on our hats and stuff, and like jackets and scarves and stuff, so that the flakes would stay the same and wouldn't melt. Oh. But every night, all of the snow on the ground that was real snow, like when we were like shoveling, sometimes they'd have to reset, so they'd like push the snow back, and also they would blow soap. Like soap suds in front of the camera because it looked kind of like snowflakes. Okay. Just to make it look like it's snowing harder because some nights it wasn't snowing as hard as it was other nights.
The old soap trick. I worked at Universal Studios for many years in the theme park with the costume characters and elements of the theme park. And we had Grinchmas every year. And they do the fake snow. Usually it was soap suds or something. Every half an hour it was come out. You know, it's awful. But a lot of work to film in that kind of environment with that weather.
Yeah, it was cold, but it was so fun because like everyone was so tired that we were all so like filled with do you have the weird tired energy that once you're tired for a while, you just start getting energy back? It's so weird.
Like, where did this come from? I was just tired a minute ago.
Yeah, so it'd be like 9 o'clock at night and we'd all just like already be tired, and then at 12 o'clock we'd be jamming out. So one of my castmates, we call him Chewy. He plays Pastor Rob. He's like, we're best mates. Anyways, he calls me Yoda, and so like my nickname, like, is Yoda. And then so we decided to call him Chewy, and so that's kind of like our nicknames. Anyway, so I sing, and he sings and plays the guitar. So we were like, we would play music, and everyone would be dancing. Another funny thing is, in the beginning scene, not to spoil anything, but Ashley wants to call her little sister Yoda. And so, and this kind of is hilarious because my nickname's Yoda. And then at the very end, the director gave me a little Yoda to travel around with, this little stuffed animal. So,
Wow.
that's so sweet.
Sophia, I know you've got questions as well. You've been researching this and you've been watching clips online of the movie.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see the full thing, but I mean, from everything I've seen, it looks amazing, and I really, really want to see it in theaters. I think, I mean, one of my biggest questions was like, just I and I know you already answered this, but like, what's it like working with Hilary Swank? Like, being I can't imagine being in a scene with her. Like, she's just such a powerhouse, especially playing a character like that. Like, it had to be amazing, but I was also curious, like, how do you, I know you do like lots of research and everything, but how do you normally like approach a role for like an audition or once you book the role? Like, what's your process with that?
Yeah, okay. Number one, the vibe Hilary Swank gives, she's just like amazing. But to answer your other question, so when I first get an audition, my first thing to check for is if there's a script. I love writing scripts. It's like been my hobby since I was like eight. If you look at my docs, you can probably find about 600 docs with different ideas on there that I just haven't finished because I get tired of one and then I'm like, oh my God, I have another idea. Oh wait, that's boring. Another idea. Oh wait, that's boring.
See.
Yeah, so I'll first check if there is a full script, and if not, I'll be slightly disappointed, but then I'll just move on. And then I read like all the different character descriptions, and then I re start researching like who the director is and the writer and who all the cast is, if there's already cast, and try to figure out which character each of them plays. And then I memorize my script. And if it's a true story, then I'll start researching stuff behind it. And if I have questions about words and stuff, then of course I'll research it. Then once I do it and say I get a callback, and usually when they get callbacks, they send more stuff than they did with the audition. So then I'll go through all of that, research more questions, hopefully read the full script in like the first 10 minutes I get it, because I can read really fast for some reason. And then I just hope and pray that I get it, if it's
What
a
was your
script I really need.
audition process for Ordinary Angels?
Man, this is a long time ago. So I did a audition. Did I do a chemistry read? Yeah, I did an audition. Oh, and then I did a chemistry read, and it was like later I found out that I was so happy for Emmy. I was like, later I found out that at the end of the chemistry read, they had already like booked her and everything, that was the person they wanted. But at the end of the chemistry read, they told her, and it was the like, I'm just so happy for her that that's the way she got found out. Cause like, imagine if I was in that place and I was like, and I did the chemistry read. I thought it was just chemistry reading, and then at the end, they told me that like, I actually booked it, and they're just the Michelle they want. They're just having her do chemistry reads with other people. So it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be really sweet.
Yeah.
And again, a big role for Emily as well.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
you guys definitely, there's a lot of synergy there between you and Emily Mitchell. You both played the roles very, very well. The days were long, I take it. A lot of day shoots and night shoots.
Yeah, but I mean, Emily always found one way to make me laugh, so I never got tired of it. And Alan, he was so fun. He was like, he would give us piggyback rides and he'd be doing like push-ups with us. We'd just like sit on his back and he'd just be going push-up, push-up, push-up. And it seemed like he'd never get tired. And like he'd do, what do you call it? Like curls with Emily. He'd just go. It was hilarious. Like, he would just like, weights, yeah. Be so cool. Yeah.
What an experience.
How long did it take you guys to film it?
I think it was 2 months.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's a good amount of time, especially if you're in a different place.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this your first time in Winnipeg?
Yes.
And yeah. Your impression of Winnipeg is?
The people are really nice. Like, yeah. Really nice. But I don't think I'm ever going to move there just because of, like, how much snow there is and how, like, most of the year is, like, winter.
Yeah, and I think people in Canada are nice everywhere in Canada. They don't get mad or anything, yeah. You know? It's like they're always happy, you know, from hockey players to guys driving down the street. I mean, is there even any road rage there? I don't think there is. Like, people are just, like, very, very friendly for the most part.
A little bit. Like, if you take too long going out an exit or something, then you're going to get honked at.
Oh.
But, like, people are good about welcoming you in. Unless they're, like, generally not nice people, then you... Other than that, you're good. Unless you do something bad to them. So then you get their dark side.
2 months. My gosh. And Sophia, how long were you in Newfoundland for filming?
We're usually in Newfoundland for about 2.5 months as well.
And you guys filmed in the summer, so obviously probably no snow?
No snow. Yeah, we filmed in the summer, but it's meant to be like throughout the school year. But I mean... There's been some like really, really hot days in Newfoundland, which is kind of out of the ordinary. But then there's been some like really cold, stormy days as well.
So I want to say that Ordinary Angels was filmed in the winter, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's by design because the story takes place in 1994. One of the biggest blizzards in history for Kentucky. But it wasn't Kentucky. You guys filmed in Winnipeg. So there you go.
Yeah.
More filming in Canada more often. The movie is done very, very well. A fantastic opening weekend. I know this weekend as well is going to be really good. Folks, we're talking about Ordinary Angels, Hilary Swank, as well as Skywalker Hughes, and many, many more in this movie. You got to go see it. It's really, really good. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. When I bring guests on, I try to go see the movies, and sometimes it doesn't work out time-wise, but this one I wanted to go see. Because I like the story. I like the angle. I like the fact that it's a true story. And as well, I'm a huge Hilary Swank fan. So, I mean, that was, I mean, Million Dollar Baby. Did you see that, Sophia? Where she plays the boxer?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never been able to sit down and watch the full thing yet. But it's definitely very high on my list.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, amazing. Her and Clint Eastwood together, it's phenomenal. And that was some years back. But she has been consistent in all of her roles. Mm-hmm. And this role for her, really, Sharon Stephen Evans, is she's a saint, miracle worker for sure. She gave tirelessly and made this happen for Michelle. Again, Ashley in her 30s now, I think, right? And then Michelle passed away a couple of years ago, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But they had some good time together, and I understand Michelle actually worked in healthcare with doctors, and so she had a productive life and did stuff. And again, a lot of this thanks to Sharon. Sharon Evans is still friends with Ashley's dad as well. They're still friends and buds, and they hang out. And it's an inspiration for sure. You want to give back and do things. By the way, organ donations, a huge, huge yes from me. Organdonor.gov is the website. So check that out. Made a difference in Michelle's quality of life for many years. Ashley as well. Ashley had a transplant too. So again, the movie just phenomenal. Skywalker, congratulations on this. You did really well in this. This is a great booking. Tell me about Crafty.
Oh, it's like some sets, the Crafty is terrible, but some of them, I love Crafty. I really like food, and I have a fast metabolism, so I can eat a lot of food. So I love that. So I'll be like have like six lunches, and it's like amazing because there's so much food there. You can just be like, can I take some dried mangoes, and I'll take some of that salami, eat that up, and like, you know, just like snack.
I'm thinking a lot of hot chocolate as well.
Yeah, I love hot chocolate, but like my family is very healthy, so sadly I'm like one hot chocolate's my limit.
You got to be like careful what you put into your body, for sure. I'm very, very healthy.
Yeah.
You know, Sophia as well, very healthy too. So,
yeah, definitely a lot of green drinks while I'm working.
Yeah, no complaints about Crafty there. Wow. Take a lot of pictures too while you were there?
Yes. My mom tries to take as many pictures as she can, but lately she's been getting better. So I've got lots of pictures of the different places I've been. So that's really nice.
So tell me about your first day on the set of Ordinary Angels.
What did we film the first day? this is like 2 years ago. Okay, so I know I was like, it was like my first time really, really far away from home. So it was like kind of like trying to figure out like how the heck did this happen? Like I am here on the other side of like Canada, so I'm just like, what is happening? And then it was a bit so I'm not really a nervous person, but I mean I was what, like 9-10 there, and my first time on set with big people, and it was like exciting and kind of nerve-wracking at the same time. But what's nice is I quickly fell into ease with it. Everyone there is just so, like, they give off good vibes, so it's really easy to, like, not be nervous. So, yeah.
And tell me about your last day on set.
The last day on set was really hard.
Yeah.
The longer you spend with people, the harder it is to leave. The first few projects I did were the hardest to leave just because you, like, attach so much to them, you don't prepare yourself at all. I think probably leaving Emmy was the hardest because, like, she was literally, like, my little sister, like Cam Cam on Joe Pickett. I find siblings are the hardest to leave because you spend literally every day together, and, yeah.
Sophia, I think that she's well on her way to a phenomenal career. This is a...
Yeah, definitely.
This is a huge tick on your resume. I mean... I said this before, people look at those resumes and they say, oh yeah, what? She was in that? We gotta book her, you know? And it's gonna happen. So what's next for you that you can talk about?
Okay, so I can't say anything other than the name, but In the Blink of an Eye is coming out.
Oh.
Who knows when, because movies can take years to come out. It's kind of annoying because you gotta be like, year. Oh, I can tell them that. Never mind.
Oh,
I can tell them. Eras Tour is coming out. Never mind. So it's just like, so we're keeping serious, but I'm like, don't tell anyone.
and certainly voiceover for you is still a thing too, right? You're still doing voiceover stuff?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for Blue's Clues to call me back in.
Who was your character? You played Frankie on Paw Patrol.
Yeah, Frankie's a little guest star ghost in Halloween episodes, so...
Can you give us a sample of Frankie's voice?
It's literally my voice. Really? I didn't change anything about it. It's hilarious. The part is it like, so everyone listening to my voice? This is Frankie.
Love it. That's your new forte, Sophia, is to do voiceover for sure. I would love
Yeah, it's been something I've been looking into for a while now.
Very, very cool. Congratulations. I mean, I'm speechless. The movie really has resonated with me for someone who likes to give back as much as I can, but not nearly to the level that Susan Evans did. And certainly Hilary Swank and the entire cast did a fine job accurately telling the story of Ashley and Michelle and the entire family going through a really rough time. The movie again, folks, is Ordinary Angels. It's in theaters now nationwide. Go check it out. And again, Skywalker Hughes plays Ashley in the movie. And it's again just a wonderful, wonderful production. Will you come back on here again and join us sometime?
Yes, I would love to.
Sophia, you got to go see the movie too.
I know. I've been looking for it and to see if it's in my theaters, and I definitely want to.
Oh, it's playing in Canada. Don't worry, it's there. And Skywalker, can they follow you on Instagram?
Yeah. At Skywalker.Hughes.
The movie, folks, is out. Go check it out. Ordinary Angels. A wonderful job by Skywalker Hughes, as well as her work on Joe Pickett and Accused. And Frankie on Paw Patrol. Skywalker Hughes, actress, dual citizen, Canada, America, and so much more. I thank you.
Thank you.
And Sophia Powers, again, you are riding on the heels of success. The big news today, of course, Son of a Critch, multiple nominations. It's 7, but if it's over 5, you say multiple. Because it's, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so congrats on that. Son of a Critch on the CW here in the States, on CBC Gem in Canada. And I want to say it's also airing in England too, right? The UK?
It is on Paramount Plus.
Okay. Very, very cool. Can they follow you on Instagram as well?
It can. It's at sophia.powers.official.
Skywalker Hughes, Sophia Powers, I thank you. That's a wrap,
yeah,
guys.
Thank you.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. This is Conversations Radio. So long.